This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا أن تصيبهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم فيقولوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك ونكون من المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Human nature is such that if you were to test someone, examine someone before giving him an alert or a warning or a notification of a potential examination, then the typical response would have been, you know what, give me some grace. If you told me in advance, I could have researched, I could have studied, but now you caught me off guard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent down prophets to remind you, to alert you, so that you don't stand up on the day of Qiyamah and say, "Antaqulu innama ashraka aba'una min qabl wa kunna dhurriyatan min ba'dihim afatuhlikuna bima fa'ala al-mubtilun." Well, we came down and we just did what our forefathers were doing and we just followed suit and we were not informed. Nobody alerted us. Remember, a prophet came to you so that you do not have قَطْعًا لِمَعَذِيرِهِمْ وَإِلْزَامًا لِلْحُجَّةِ, so that nobody can stand up and say, I was not informed. Hence, Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk that when the disbelievers will be hurled into hell amongst the psychological trauma and punishment that would be unleashed upon them would be كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. Every time a group will be hurled into hell, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, the custodian of hell, Malik, will ask them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ, so nobody told you, nobody alerted you, nobody warned you. قَالُوا, they would say, بَلَا نَيْ, قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ, we received warners. فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, but yes, we were haughty, we were proud, we were boastful, we were arrogant. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in verse 47, if Allah so wanted, Allah could hold the human race liable and accountable for the crimes that they committed, which could be understood to be offensive through the mind and the logic and the intellect without sending a prophet. This was also one possible scenario, that Allah does not send a prophet, sends the human on the earth, blesses him with the intellect, and of course the human intellect is something that enables the human to understand, to comprehend, to differentiate. Hence we learn in the juristic law, if a person is a minor where his intellect has not yet evolved, or a person is mentally impaired, then he or she would be excused and they would not be mukallaf, because the human intellect is a vehicle to comprehend, to understand, to process. So if Allah so wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could send the human race on this earth and expect them to understand certain things which could be understood through the intellect and do the right things which are logically correct, because certain things can be comprehended and certain things cannot be by the logic exclusively, and hence we have the divine book, and hence we have the Rijalullah, the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. But Allah could have tasked the human race and expected them to obey and follow in the basic, common, average things that could be understood, grasped, and processed through the intellect. But then typically the humans would respond by saying, that, oh man, if only somebody came and told us and advised us and informed us better, then we would have been much more well informed. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ مُصِيبًا. And if it was not for the fact that they would have been afflicted by a calamity, meaning عُقُوبَ, a punishment, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of the doings of their hands, meaning because of the wrong that they perpetrated. فَيَقُولُوا, and then they would respond by saying, رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. O our Lord, but why did you not send to us a messenger, a warner, a nabi, a prophet? لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ. If a prophet came to us, we would have followed your verses. فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And surely we would have been from amongst the believers. So if a prophet had not come, and then you were expected to understand and oblige and comply through logic, then the humans would have responded by saying, you know, when a student doesn't want to learn, oh, well, you know what, we had this challenge, we had this snag, we had this hiccup, how can you expect me to learn? Why don't you give me a better facility? Why don't you inform me in advance? I need access to the net, I need a new phone, and you promise and you'll see how I will deliver. And then when you give him that, lo and behold, 9 out of 10, unfortunately, you still won't get the anticipated results. So if it was not for the fact that you would have turned around and said this year, لَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have not sent you. But now we have sent you so that you cannot argue, oh, the disbelievers and oh, the humans on the day of Qiyamah, by saying that nobody told us, nobody alerted us. In fact, in Juz 16, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 134, the second last verse of this chapter, Allah says a similar expression that the disbelievers, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَيِّنَةُ مَا فِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنَّذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى. That if we had to strike them with a punishment on account of the wrong that they did, which they could have comprehend through logic that this is wrong, then they would have turned around and said, but Allah, if a prophet came, it would have made such a difference. Now that the prophet comes, very sad, in Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what was the condition of the people of Makkah? وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And they swore the solemn oath and vow, لَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, if a warner comes to them, لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ, they would be the most guided nation of all the nations that preceded them. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, and when a warner came to them, مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا, they only increased in their rebellion, استِكْبَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَكْرَ السَّيِّئِ. And Hakim al-Ummah makes a very scary alert. دَلَّ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ مَا قَالَهُ الْقَوْمُ مِنْ أَنَّ فَاسِدَ الْإِسْتِعْدَادِ رُبَمَا يَزْدَادُ مَرَضُهُ بِالْأَوْرَادِ وَالْأَشْغَالِ وَسَبَبُهُ فِي الْأَكْثَرِ الْكِبْرِ حَيْثُ يَعُدُّ نَفْسَهُ مِنَ الْخَوَاسِ الْمُمْتَازِينَ عَلَى الْعَوَامِ. May Allah protect us. So Allah says in this verse, these people took an oath. If a prophet comes, if a messenger comes, we will change, we will reform, we will be the best of people. The greatest of prophets came to them and they became a rebellious nation. And remember, your crime becomes more heinous and severe and intense when you are violating the message of the greatest of prophets. So if a child in a school is hostile towards probably a prefect or a senior, then that is a demerit. But if he shows disrespect to the teacher, then it is a greater demerit. And if he shows disrespect and disregard to the principal, then the crime would be so much greater. You had the greatest of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam that came to you. Allah referred to the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا هُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. That the nation of Nuh while they were common to the other nations in their disbelief, yet Allah referred to them as Adlam and Atgha, the most evil and the most wicked, the most rebellious and the most, nasty. Why? Because the Prophet Nuh stayed amongst them for 1,000 years, 950 years was his period of da'wat. لَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. I read this in the footnotes of Jalalain, that the age of 40, he was crowned with Nabuwa, and then the period of da'wah was, 950 years, and thereafter the floods came. So a man who preached to you for 1,000 years and you did not respond, obviously that makes your crime much more severe. So these people, if a prophet was not sent to them, then they would have said, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. But Allah, you could have told us, you could have advised us, you could have alerted us. فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ. Then we would have followed your verses. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we would have been from amongst the prophets. I was mentioning this reflection in Bayanul Quran, that some people, they associate themselves with a pious person. But after associating themselves with a pious person, instead of reforming and rehabilitating themselves, it becomes counterproductive because they become arrogant. They become conceited. They become inflated. They start assuming, حَيْثُ يَعُدُّ نَفْسَهُ مِنَ الْخَوَاسِ الْمُمْتَازِينَ عَلَى الْعَوَامِ. You know what? I belong to the elite clan. I'm of a higher caliber. I'm a reformed individual. وَسَبَبُهُ فِي الْأَكْثَرِ الْكِبْرِ. And the cause of this is pride. So prior to his association, he considered himself to be, weak, fallible, sinful. And no sooner he associated, he considered himself pure and reformed, which is the biggest of crime. Hakimul Ummah, I often quote these words of his, which for me is a synopsis of deen. He said, to acquire reformation is mandatory, but to consider yourself reformed is forbidden. La ilaha illallah. Digest that, my brother. Process that, my sister. Comprehend that, my young man. To aspire for nobility and reformation is important, is essential, is integral, is vital, is mandatory. But to consider yourself reformed is forbidden. May Allah protect us from claiming that. مَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever strives, he strives for his own benefit. فِيهِ قَلْعٌ لِلْعُجْبِ وَدَعْوَ الْإِسْتِحْقَاقِ. Don't do good and claim entitlement. Okay, so that's verse 47. Verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. So when the truth came to them from us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, the Quran was revealed. قَالُوا, they said, لَوْلَا أُوْتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى. So why was he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not given like Musa alayhi salam was given? What is meant here? One tafsir is, why was his Quran not revealed jumlatan wahidatan, at one instance, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references this in Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse 32. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the disbelievers said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ. Why was the Quran not revealed to him at one instance? So according to their flawed understanding, they alleged that the gradual revelation was a proof of its fabrication. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. That they would say that, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ إِفْكٌ إِفْتَرَاهُ وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ. That this is nothing but a fabrication, and few people sit with him and they fabricate it, and then they come and say that we received revelation. فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا. What a lie, what an accusation. This is sheer blasphemy. This is sheer blasphemy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 48, وَقَالُوا, and they said, لَوْلَا أُوْتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى. Why was his Quran not revealed at one instance? Or others say, why was he not given like what Musa alayhi salam was given? Musa alayhi salam was given the staff, which was, converted into a snake. And then he was given the yad-e-bayda, the bright hand. So why doesn't he have some tangible, physical, apparent miracles of this nature, then you know, maybe we would have considered his prophet would. لَوْلَا أُوْتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى. Allah responds by saying, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Those who denied the proofs and the miracles of Musa alayhi salam, they did it back in that time. And these people, the mushrikeen of Makkah, it's not like they accepted the prophethood of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam as well. This is just an excuse you want to make and you want to argue. When you don't want to believe, the English proverb is, none can be more blind than the one who doesn't want to see. None can be more deaf than the one who doesn't want to hear. أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ. You cannot guide the one who does not want to see, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. People previously denied the message of Musa alayhi salam. And likewise, these people, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they did not accept the prophethood of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَقَالُوا سِحْرَانِ تَضَاهَرَى. And then they said that these are two magicians. تَضَاهَرَى تَعَاوَنَى. They mutually assisting each other. وَقَالُوا سِحْرَانِ تَضَاهَرَى. وَقَالُوا إِنَّا بِكُلٍّ كَافِرُونَ. And they said, we deny both. So today you claiming, you alleging that supposedly if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed the miracles of Musa alaihi salam, then we would have believed. But it's not like you believed in Musa alaihi salam. And previously people who witnessed and seen those miracles as well, they denied it. And let me make a very, very important statement here. You know, sometimes we think, and these are whispers that come in our mind, that Dajjal will be the one-eyed. So when we see him, we'll identify him. Innahu a'war wa inna rabbakum laysa bi a'war. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he's one-eyed, and remember, your Allah is not like that. And this is the kind of supernatural displays at his hand that will occur. So we think, well, okay, the hadith has profiled him and we will identify him when we'll see him. This will be his physique, his size, his eye, etc. So we will just identify him and then we will just withdraw and move away. This is a myth in which the devil wants to trap us. I say to you, and I heard this from my teacher, if sheer information is adequate to rescue you from the Dajjal, that just as you will identify him, that will be enough to move away. Well, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not remind you of the fitna of promiscuity, of debauchery, of immorality, of alcoholism, of music, of nudity, of interest, of gambling? Is this something unknown to us? Like you see a gambling den, you see a casino, you see a club, you see a pub, you see immorality and say, okay, well, I know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alerted us, this is forbidden, let me move. You know the hadith, I know the hadith, I quote it, you listen to it, you quote it, I listen, we all understand it. But is that adequate to save us? No, it is a matter of iman and divine protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah can protect us. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this year in chapter 27 of the Quran, where دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ, the beast of the earth, one of the final signs of Qiyamah, which will emerge from the earth, from Mount Safa, and this animal, this beast will come out, تُكَلِّمُهُمْ, and this animal will speak, this beast will speak to people. This is a verse of the Quran, and it is referenced in the hadith as well. أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. So, by merely identifying Dajjal through his profile, that will not be adequate to rescue us. A person would need to have strong iman, and hence the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ فَوَاتِحَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ, that whoever sees Dajjal, he should read the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هُوَ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمَا أَتَّبِعْهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Verse 49. So today you argue, you deny, you belie the Torah, the Quran, and وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, you say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Musa alaihi salam were magicians. And you flatly, openly, repeatedly, vehemently deny the message of both these scriptures. Qul, verse 49 of chapter 28. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'atu bi kitabin min indillah. Then produce a book, present a book from Allah, which is more guided, because you say that the Quran wal'iyadu billah is magic, and wal'iyadu billah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a magician, and you say the same for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, then you present a book, ahda minhuma, which is greater in guidance, attabi'hu, I will follow it, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are honest in your claim that supposedly the Quran and the Torah is magic.